Leaders.
The Supreme Court. Cover no. Whatever the FBI finds, Brett Kavanaugh's own testimony should disqualify him from America's highest court.
It may never be possible to know what really happened in the suburban Maryland home where Christine Blasey Ford recalls being sexually assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh in the summer of 1982. Mr. Kavanaugh vehemently denies the accusation. Given the difficulty of litigating a 36-year-old case, the risk of destroying the reputation of a man who may be innocent, and the partisan nature of the opposition, Democrats were against Mr. Kavanaugh long before he faced allegations of sexual assault, should Republican senators confirm the president's nominee when the Senate votes? They should not. Even if an FBI investigation fails to turn up new evidence about what happened in a bedroom 36 years ago, there is no disputing what Mr. Kavanaugh said in his confirmation hearings last week, and it was damning. Mr. Kavanaugh was evasive and disingenuous. Under oath, he depicted himself as a typical teenage drinker and in control. A number of contemporaries at school and college dispute that. He claimed that he could legally drink in Maryland in his senior year, hence the 100 kegs or bust boast in his yearbook. In fact, by the time he turned 18, the drinking age was 21. Lots of American teenagers drink before they are legally allowed to. They do not mislead the Senate about it 3 decades later. Mr. Kavanaugh told other small fibs under oath. He said that references by him and his friends to a girl called Renata, which contemporaries say were boasts of sexual conquest, real or pretended, were intended to show affection and that she was one of us. He changed the meanings of slang from his yearbook. The devil's triangle, sex between one woman and two men, became a drinking game nobody has heard of. Boofing, anal sex, or infusion of drugs or alcohol, became farting. The real meanings might be awkward for Mr. Kavanaugh, but a judge should not redefine words to avoid embarrassment.